any change.
The greatest lie I told myself was that it could not be done. Watching others take the prize when I should have been the one.
You could waste your whole life waiting for that mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. Yeah. I see you on your front porch judging all the rest. When just behind your front door, waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move.
talk to her, but don't know if you can. Living in the background, it seems. Hoping tonight you meet the queen. Tonight, make your way across the floor, turn back around like you did each time before. Never quite know what to say, always afraid she's gonna turn, walk away. Never been there at all. You're a two-footed cowboy, you're hailing at night. Just another lost shadow in the red neon light. Trying to find the words, but nothing seems right. Just a two-footed cowboy, alone again tonight.
Your stocking, baby. Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
I fell in love with you when your evil grin, the way you danced with me, the way you let me in, and though it was only for a little while, I'm a little too late in the body major wild. We ran with the tides, we didn't notice, but the moon was like a knife, and we cut to make a ghost with the black hair blowing in the wind. You think it's our standing there, but your eyes are playing tricks again. Something's happening when I sleep. When I wake, I have dirty face, and my throat is so sore from screaming. Must be these bad dreams I'm dreaming. Must be just a dream, but there's bones in my teeth. Something's happening when I so sore from screaming. Must be these bad dreams I'm dreaming. Must be just a dream, but there's bones in my teeth. Something's happening when I tracks for many miles. Just be careful, baby, the body may be wild.
Don't ever really broken. I'm gonna find out it's time to go. Just remember, don't give it up now.
Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:24. And if you're a regular listener, you probably say, where have you been? You probably say, who are you? Anyways, 4:24. This is Sunday, December the 9th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, coming to you from 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, and we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4, when I'm on time, until 5 a.m. And since it's 4:25, I won't go into all the details why I was late. But anyway, it was legitimate, like having to scrape ice off my windshield before I could get going. But anyway, let's get into the program right now. We're going to go right to, let me give you our phone number. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Love to hear what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. And to know that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Let's get right into it today. Yesterday, scores, college men's football game, only one football game in among the top 25 teams, and that was the famous Army-Navy game, and Army won 17-10, and I'm an Army man, so therefore, we're extremely happy. Not putting down you Navy guys or, you know, Air Force or anybody else, but Army won 17-10 yesterday. Only college football game that I have here on my list. So let's move on from there. Let's go to college men's basketball yesterday. Kansas 63, New Mexico State 60. Duke 91, Yale 58. Saw a little bit of that Duke-Yale game in the first half. Yale was holding their own. And it was very close, I think, when I had to get off the and do something else. Anyway, Michigan 89, South Carolina 78, Auburn 82, Dayton 72. Upset, upset, upset. Seton Hall, who's unranked, defeated Kentucky, ranked number 9, 84-83, and that was an overtime game. Michigan State 63, Florida 59, Florida State 79, UConn 71. Upset, upset, upset. Unranked Marquette defeated Wisconsin, ranked number 12, 74-69. Another upset, Tulsa unranked defeated Kansas State, ranked number 16, 47-46. That's old-time basketball. I don't know if you can freeze the ball that much with a time clock. But anyway, either that or with very poor shooting on both teams. But anyway, Tulsa defeated Kansas State, 47-46. Buffalo, 80. St. Bonaventure, 62. Villanova, 70. St. Joseph's, 58. Maryland, 55. Loyola of Chicago, 41. Nebraska, 94. Creighton, 75. Furman, 74. South Carolina, Upstate, 60. Here you go. Where you go to school? I go to South Carolina, Upstate, y'all. Okay. Mississippi State, 82. Clemson, 71. Okay, that's it for men's college basketball yesterday. Let's go to the ladies. NCAA ladies yesterday, UConn 99, Seton Hall 61, Notre Dame 72, Toledo 56, Maryland 87, James Madison 63, North Carolina State 76, Georgetown 65. California 81, St. Mary's 78, Iowa 72, IUPUI. Don't ask me where IUPUI is. I should look it up. But they came up on the schedule. Not a college that I've ever heard of. It must have a tremendously long name that they only use the initials. And maybe next Sunday, if you're interested, I'll tell you where IUPUI is located. Or, if you know where IUPUI is located, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. And the final ladies game that I have for yesterday in the top 25, upset, upset, upset. South Dakota State defeated Drake, who was ranked number 21, 80-71. And in that UConn game, Collier got 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and a block. Irwin got 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Samuelson got 26 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Woo! Had herself a game. Williams got 15 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Dangerfield got 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists. Adoda got 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals, and 3 blocks. Bent got 5 points, 1 rebound, and an assist. And Coombs got no points, but 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and a block. So the UConn women are on a roll, beating Notre Dame, who was ranked number 1. In the preseason polls, and beat them at Notre Dame, and very handily at that. UConn seems that they're on their way to another excellent season. 4:30 here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I got up 15 minutes earlier than I normally normally do, but still. Like I said, had to scrape ice off the windshield of my car. Later on in the day, it should warm up a little bit, but right now it is 19, count them, 19 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. We'll be bringing that weather update along about 6:30 in the Sounds of Praise Ministry. How do I know that? I'm hosting Sounds of Praise as well. Okay, 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to take a break. You say you started the show late. What do you mean taking a break? Well, I got to, you know, get my act together here and do other things aside from giving you guys all the sports scores. So I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? the Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go right now to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Flyers 6 and the Sabres 2. The Kings 5 and the Golden Knights 1. The Bruins 6 and the Maple Leafs 3. The Senators 2 and the Penguins 1. That was an overtime game. Lightning 7 and the Avalanche 1. The Islanders 3 and the Red Wings 2. The Capitals 4 and the Blue Jackets zip. The Rangers 5 and the Panthers 4. That was a shootout. The Flames 5 and the Predators 2. And the Sharks 5 and the Coyotes 3. In that Bruins game at 11:20 of the first period, Carlson got his third goal of the year with assists from Pasternak and Gorelchik. Bruins 1 and the Maple Leafs zip. In the second period at 8:54, Backes got his third goal of the year on the power play with assists from Marchand and Krug. Bruins 2, Maple Leafs zip. At 17:45, Krug got his first goal of the year. Assists from Marchand and Krejci. Bruins 3, and the Maple Leafs zip at the end of two periods. At 1:47 of the third period, Heinen got his third goal of the year with assists from Donato and Moore. That made it 4-0 Bruins. And at 4:03, Dermott got his second goal of the year with assists from Matthews and Gardner. That made it 4-1 Bruins. And at 4:37, Krejci got his fourth goal of the year with assists from Pasternak and Marchand. That made it 5-1. Bruins. At 6:13, Donato got his third goal of the year with assists from Heinen and Krug. That made it 6-1. Bruins. At 9:30 of the third period, Matthews got his 16th goal of the year with assists from Johnson and Riley. That made it 6-2. Bruins. And at 12:22 of the third period, Johnson got his 7th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Malu and Gardner. And that made it the final score. Bruins 6 and the Maple Leafs 3. Excuse me. As I said on previous programs, I can't get a feel for this Bruins team. First of all, we have so many starters who are out with injuries or playing banged up, one or the other or both. that it's hard to get a feel for how good, how bad they are. But anyway, the Bruins are in fifth place with 34. Actually, no, they're in fourth place. They jumped over Montreal, who did not play. They have 34 points. Montreal has 33. Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Buffalo are ahead of them. In the Metropolitan Division is Washington, Columbus, Washington, Columbus, and George Washington, Christopher Columbus, I guess. I don't know. And the New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins and the New York Rangers and Carolina are all bunched together there, with Philadelphia and New Jersey bringing up the rear. In the Western Conference, Central Division, Nashville's out there. Actually, Nashville and Colorado. What did they do yesterday? The Nashville Predators, they lost. And the Colorado Avalanche, they lost. So they are still out there. Winnipeg, they did not play. And Dallas, followed by Minnesota, St. Louis, and Chicago. In the Pacific Division of the Western Conference is Calgary, followed by Anaheim, Azusa, followed by Anaheim, Vegas, San Jose, Edmonton, Arizona, Vancouver, and L.A. So, like I said, I haven't got a feel for how good, how bad, how indifferent the Bruins are, primarily because, like I said, a lot of new players, a lot of key injuries, and like I said, I have no clue as to how good or how bad. Hopefully, you know, some of the younger guys, you know, now that some of the other key guys are out with injuries, will get the opportunity to play and improve their static, whatever it is. And the team will rise or fall based upon how well the young guys can play. 4:42 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. If you just tuned in, I got here very, very, very late. And like I said, one of the reasons I was late, I had to scrape the ice off the windshield before I could get going. So that held me up a bit. And as usual, I had to come in and reset the board so I can get my things ready to play. And so therefore, I apologize. Did not get on the air till about 4:20. And it's 4:42 now with 18 minutes left to go and I still have things to do. So I'll be back.
It can happen to the best of us. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford, Walt Disney and Harry Truman, they all had money troubles at one time in their lives. So if one day you have to say these words,
I can no longer make my mortgage payments.
Don't be ashamed. Act. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem, right away. Because the sooner you let them know, the easier it will be for both of you. You see, nobody wins in a foreclosure. The process is costly and heartbreaking. Companies want to work with you. In fact, they have whole teams of people dedicated solely to keeping borrowers out of foreclosure. So if you're in danger of falling behind in your mortgage, Call the company you've been sending your payments to every month and call them today. They can't help if they don't know you need help. To learn more, visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. That's HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. Brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here, trying to catch up with about the 20 minutes or so that I lost. Anyway, we won't go into that anymore. Okay, National Basketball Association. Yesterday, what happened? The Mavericks 107, the Rockets 104, the Pacers 107, the Kings 97, the Hawks 106, and the Nuggets 98, the Cavaliers 116, and the Wizards 101, the Nets 112, the Knicks 104, the Lakers 111, the Grizzlies 88, the Trailblazers 113, the Timberwolves 105, the Heat 121, and the Clippers 98. And if you are a Celtics fan, hopefully you're sitting down, lying down, whatever. Celtics 133. Yeah, you guys got that right. 133, and the Bulls 77. Celtics were up by about 20 points in the first half. And they just blew them out the rest of the way. A 56-point victory for the Celtics. And I think that's a Celtics record. I will look it up, and I'll tell you next week whether it was a record or not. For the Celtics, Morris got 12 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Theis started at center, giving Al Horford a break, and that was even more astounding, the score, when Al Horford was not playing. Theis started, and he got 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 4 blocks. And he's a bench player. Tatum, 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Irving, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Smart, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Ojale off the bench. Hope you're listening, Scott. If you are, hopefully you're lying down. Ojale got 13 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Yabusele got 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Hayward got 5 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Rozier got 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Wanamaker got 4 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. And Brown got 23 points. Leading scorer off the bench, Jaylen Brown, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And as I was saying a little while ago, I can't get a feel for the Bruins, but the Celtics, who I thought were going to get off to a great start, did not get off to a great start. Going 10-10 in their first 20 games, are now beginning to roll. They are 15-10 on the season, 5 games behind Toronto, 2.5 behind Philadelphia. Brooklyn and New York bring up the rear. In the Central Division, Milwaukee, Indiana, Detroit, Chicago, and Cleveland in that order. In the Southeast Division of the Eastern Conference, it's Charlotte, Orlando, Washington, Miami, and Atlanta. And out West, in the Pacific, Golden State, the LA Clippers falling a game behind, I believe. The Lakers, surprisingly, in third place, even though they lost yesterday. Sacramento and Phoenix. Phoenix is breaking all records trying to get that number one pick in the draft. I think they got the number one pick last year too, didn't they? But anyway, doesn't really matter. Out in the Southwest Division, Memphis, Dallas, New Orleans, San Antonio, and Houston. And Northwest Division, Denver, who lost. Followed by Oklahoma City, Portland, Minnesota, and Utah. Yeah, the Celtics. I put my finger on the fact that, everybody, I was thinking, especially, I won't say everybody, I was thinking that, as soon as we get Hayward and Irving back after being out during the playoffs and how well the team played without them, that, it's going to be an easy fix getting them back in the lineup and everything else. And it wasn't, because really, when you think about it, Irving wasn't in the mix when we were winning playoff games. And Hayward certainly was not in the mix. Matter of fact, he wasn't in the mix all year after only playing 5 minutes and having that gruesome leg injury. So this is his first year with the team, and it's taken a while. And the players got used to, players that were healthy in the playoff, got used to playing in a certain manner with each other, with Rozier being the point guard with when Irving was out, and Smart coming in off the bench. But Brad Stevens decided he would get Morris and Smart off the bench, put them in the starting lineup. Brown was out with a tailbone injury, and that made it easier for him to do that. And Hayward was not unwilling to come off the bench. And the thing that surprised me about Hayward is that he is an extremely good passer. Didn't know that about him. Just figured he was going to come in there and get us 15 to 20 points a game. And that was it. It didn't work out that way. But it's starting to work out well now, I think, in his last game. Not this game. The game before this, he got 30 points. Two games before this, he got 30 points off the bench. And when you figure you get Brown and Hayward, well, coming up with those kind of numbers off the bench, along with Terry Rozier, who had been probably struggling with his shot a little bit as well. That's, 60, 70 points a game off the bench? That's unreal. So, we'll see if they can keep it up. We beat Toronto when we weren't playing well. And so they beat us also when we weren't playing well. So, hey, it's not like Toronto is running away from us, because they're just showing so much more talent. They only had to work one person, really, into their offensive and defensive schemes. And one of the best players in the league, and Kawhi Leonard. And so they're off to a good start. But there's no guarantee that he's going to re-sign. So, therefore, we're not even worried about that. We're concerned about this year. And so far this year, things look very good. Like, we don't have to back down from the Raptors or anybody else. We have a shot at overtaking them. And even Philadelphia with Butler. More of a powerful opponent than they were last year. But I like our guys. What's happening is, once we get past the first five guys, if the second group that comes in there plays as well as they are going to play once they get the continuing exposure, we're going to run teams to death. That's the way I look at it. By the second or third period, they're going to be having their tongues hanging out. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, 4:54 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, December the 9th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. For all of you out there who are regular listeners to a Brown Perspective on Sports, you know that we are in, when I say we, myself, my son Scott, his son Kyle, my grandson, and our good friends Kenny and Bill, we are in a battle, a battle royale, picking the winners of the National Football League games each week. And right now, I am in first place tie with Scott with 117 wins and 73 losses. Kenny is in third place, 111 wins, 79 losses. Bill is in fourth place, 109 and 81. And Kyle is bringing up the rear, 106 and 84. On the Thursday night game, the Titans defeat the Jaguars. I think Bill and I both had them. Let me see if I can find all my stuff here. Yeah, Bill had the Titans as well. I think I have some stuff from Scott as well. Hold on, don't go anywhere. Not like I've... Oh, Scott, I am in first place. He picked the Jags over the Titans. So here we go with this week's picks. I've got the Jets over the Bills in the battle for two-thirds of the New York State Supremacy Bowl. I got the Rams over the Bears. This could be a defensive struggle. I got the Panthers over the Browns. They have been killing everybody all season, except their opponents. I got the Packers over the Falcons. Who are they going to fire next out there in Green Bay land? The Cheeseheads are having problems. I got the Texans over the Colts. Their O and their D are both clicking now, and the Texans are formidable, even though I heard some people say they don't believe that what they're doing is for real. But hey, they're doing it, whether you believe it or not. I got the Chiefs over the Ravens, but I'm rooting for Lamar. I got the Patriots over the Dolphins. We are getting healthier on both sides of the ball, and it showed last week. I got the Saints over the Bucks. This is, should be a bounce back win for the Saints. I got the Giants over Washington, but I just heard a little while ago that their star wide receiver, whose name skips me right now, is not going to be playing today. But I got the Giants over Washington anyway. And I can't believe that they still have a shot at making the playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah. I got the Chargers over the Bengals. I still don't trust Rivers. But anyway, they're winning, so... And the Bengals have lost their starting quarterback. So, I got the Chargers. I got the Broncos over the 49ers. They aren't going anywhere, the Broncos I'm talking about. But I hope they can save the coaching job of their new coach. Give them a chance, you know, after all. I got the Lions over the Cardinals in the Who Cares Bowl. Both teams are just piddling around. I got the Eagles over the Cowboys. This is a big game. Can't believe that they still have a shot at making the playoffs. Both teams. But I'm taking the Eagles over the Cowboys. I got the Steelers over the Raiders. Disorder reigns in Steel Town because most of the steel is coming from China. Tariff or no tariff, I guess. I got the Seahawks over the Vikings. Except for Wilson. I don't know anybody on their offense, but he got them winning. And the Patriots showed how to beat the Vikes. Just pressure Cousins. That's the Monday night game. Okay, and these are Bills picks for this week. He's got the Titans. He's got the Bills. He's got the Rams. He's got the Browns. He's got the Falcons. Texans. Chiefs. Dolphins. Saints. Giants. Chargers. Broncos. Cardinals. Cowboys. Steelers. And Vikings. And Scott has... The Bills, Rams, Panthers, Packers, Texans, Chiefs, Patriots, Saints, Giants, Chargers, 49ers. There we go. I'm picking the 49ers.